Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Okay, real quick, let's get a contest online for profile. This is 206-421-ROCK. Now we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified 38-year-old man from Baltimore, Maryland. Miles, you will appreciate the story. Sure, he committed a crime, but in your heart of hearts, I think you'll understand the situation. Now, basically, look, when there's a medical crisis and someone actually needs to get to the hospital, 9 out of 10 people, if you don't have a ride available, you call 911. You have an ambulance come and get you. But this guy, he decided to cut out the middleman. All right, so he thought he was having a heart attack late on Sunday night. And then conveniently, he noticed there's an ambulance idling nearby with the keys in the ignition. So he hopped in and decided to drive himself to the hospital. Well, this didn't really fly, so they called the cops, and the cops caught up to him before he got there. And then he told them about the condition. And then the more they grilled him, they realized this dude really does need to see a doctor.
He's having a heart attack.
So he is having the heart attack he thought he was having. So the cops, they said, look, you can't drive the ambulance there. Hop in our patrol car. They took his ass to the hospital, saved his life. Now, all of that said, it is unclear if he's facing charges. Obviously, it's a crime to steal the ambulance. But they're saying, look, considering the circumstances, he might catch a break. By the way, on the flip side of that, no word on what happened at the scene where he stole the ambulance. They don't know if there was a victim who needed treatment.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, someone might have needed a ride, too.
That's the whole thing. They're not sure, or at least they have not given that much information out, but they said, like,
it's... That's crazy.
We know you're not supposed to steal an ambulance, but he really was having a heart attack, so they... I think they're going to take it, lay down, and we'll probably just find him. But guess how much money he probably saved, Miles? $8,000 to $20,000, maybe?
Pretty much.
All right, so we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve, throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brooklyn. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Yeah, hola, bitches.
Hola.
Mike Yoinkin. Brooklyn, do you understand how this here game is played?
Absolutely, and I'm totally going to win this time.
Okay, we'll find out. You already know. You have your choice of one of three stories. The Wonderful World of Drugs, Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Drugs.
What category did you pick last time, Brooklyn?
Drugs.
When did you change your name from Brooke to Brooklyn?
It's always kind of been that way, but I just thought I'd throw you guys off and see if you still remember me. And apparently,
you really think we would remember the excitement in your voice every time you call here? Hi, Brooke.
Absolutely.
Can I get some gum?
Trust me.
Next time, I'll disguise my voice.
Yeah, right. That's not.
You can give it a try. I'm telling you can call and disguise your voice. I'm saying within 30 seconds, we will know it's you.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, Brooke slash Brooklyn, here is your story. Law enforcement officers seized drugs, a gun, ammunition, and just under $2,000 during a drug raid at Styles Barbershop in Connecticut. Dirty Anthony Sanchez, he was charged with possession of a controlled substance, criminal possession of a firearm, possession of narcotics with intent to sell, possession of a controlled substance within 1,500 feet of the school, operation of a drug factory, and failure to keep narcotics in original container. Quick side note, failure to keep narcotics in original, what the hell is that?
Prescription drugs that aren't in a prescription bottle.
Okay, thank you. I was like, hey, man, you pulled the cocaine out of the bag. I really could not wrap my head around it. It's like, you're getting on it? All right. Anyway, investigators, they seized all kinds of drugs, along with digital scales, a handgun, several rounds of ammo, and just over $1,900 in cash. Now, he was taken into custody and held on $500,000 bond, but then a court record showed that the bond was lowered to $300,000 and he was released. Here is the question. What drug did he not have on him when they raided Styles Barbershop? Did he not have Xanax, crack, heroin, or meth? He had three out of four of those.
Uh-oh. What were the options again?
Xanax, crack, heroin, or meth?
I'm going to go with crack. Who sells crack these days?
Going crack, huh?
Absolutely.
You know what?
Say again.
I think I'm going to go heroin.
All right.
Ted?
Barbershop, New Jersey?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
The same difference.
Right.
But, yeah.
I think I'm going meth.
Meth.
Right? Okay. Right. I mean, if you're selling drugs, seems old school. You have heroin, crack, and then Xanax is unfortunately massive right now.
Brooke, are you going to stick with crack as your final answer?
Absolutely, because it seems the least likely.
Okay. We're going to find out what he did not have. Was it Xanax, crack, heroin, or meth next?
That was a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category drugs on profile. This drug raid in Connecticut finds a man that owns a barbershop. He's got drugs, manufactures drugs, got guns, got ammo, got cash. Whole lot of different types of drugs. He was arrested. Question today is, what did he not have on him? Xanax, crack, heroin, or meth?
That is the very question that we posed to you, the very excitable Brooklyn. And you went with crack and even asked the question, who even sells crack anymore? Well, guess what? He does. If you need crack, Brooklyn, he's got crack for you. So you want to go to Styles Barbershop in Connecticut. If you need crack, he's got crack. Now, Miles, you went with the old heroin.
I did.
You did. Yeah, no,
he's got that, too.
He's got heroin, too. You need heroin, he's got heroin. Ted, you went with meth.
Oh, sorry, Ted, can't get meth.
So if you're looking for meth, do not go to Styles. However, if you are looking for...
You think he had weed?
I'll read you the list. And yes, he did, Miles. So if you need crack...
He was probably smoking weed when the cops showed up.
If you need crack, he's got crack.
Okay.
If you just need straight coke, he had coke. If you need heroin, he's got heroin. If you need fentanyl, he's got fentanyl. If you need ecstasy, he's got ecstasy. Oh, did you say Xanax? Well, hell yeah, come to Styles. He's got Xanax. And marijuana. So again, he has crack, he has coke. He has heroin, he has fentanyl, he has ecstasy, he has Xanax, he has marijuana, but
he's a superstore.
He did not have meth, but he had all of that.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
All right, Seth.
Conan. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there. The title of these guys have teams of talented writers that help them come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Kevin Hart went off on social media after someone on Twitter said he wasn't funny. This feud between Kevin and The Rock is getting out of hand. I mean, all he said was his jokes were falling short.
Oh, I'm gonna guess Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Credit to the writers.
Oh!
Good to have a team back together. Joe Exotic is still in jail, serving a 22-year sentence for soliciting a hitman that hasn't stopped him from spreading his business wings. Joe announced on Twitter he is launching a line of cannabis products from jail. Edibles and smokables, too. Between the Tigers and the prison stint and the weed, does anybody find it funny that Joe Exotic and Mike Tyson are following the same exact career path?
Seth Meyers.
Kimmel.
You know, the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, is still in prison serving a 22-year sentence for soliciting a hitman. But that hasn't stopped him from spreading his business wings. Joe announced via Twitter that he is launching a line of cannabis products from jail, edibles and smokables, too. But boy, between the Tigers and the prison and the weed, does anyone else think it's weird that Joe Exotic and Mike Tyson are following the exact same post-boxing career path?
A Connecticut man with the early onset of Alzheimer's forgot he was married and proposed to his wife again. Cute story, right? But unfortunately, she said no.
Fallon.
Ted Smith!
Ted Smith!
According to a new list that was just released, New Jersey is America's best state to live in.
What?
The key factors they considered were cost of living, quality of education, and access to gabagoo.
Ted Smith.
Fallon?
According to an annual list that was just released, New Jersey is America's best state to live in.
Yeah! Yeah! Come on! Yeah! Yeah! Come
wow! On. Yeah, the key factors they considered were cost of living, quality of education, and access to gabagoo.
I wasn't sure if I said that right. Miles, what's that mean? Is that just...
Gabagool? I don't know.
Is that like a certain type of pasta?
I don't know.
I hear people say it all the time.
Sounds Italian for sure.
Yeah. It's got to be like some just like Italian way of... Like Italian-American way of saying like spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's probably not even a word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like what is like Northeast, right? What do they call it? Gravy or whatever. Like
right.
It's spaghetti sauce.
Right. And it's a pie.
So apparently it's a traditional Italian pork cold cut. Made from dry-cured muscle running from the neck to the fourth or fifth rib of the pork shoulder or neck.
Huh. Wonder if that's like high-end the stuff that you like. High-end stuff.
Oh, like Taylor Hank, like pork roll?
Yeah. Wonder if it's like a high-end pork roll.
I don't know.
It's New Jersey. It very well could be.
I will say, I was on the Jersey Shore once, and I went to a sub shop, and I said, I'll take an Italian sub. Hey, what kind of ham you want? I was like, Like, I thought it just came with his capicola. Like, he starts rattling off ham. I was like, okay. Number three.
Get out of here.
This is pretty sad. I know you guys definitely watched WKRP in Cincinnati.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Man.
That was Burt Reynolds' first wife, right? Lonnie Anderson.
Lonnie Anderson. Tim Reed, who played Venus Flytrap. I only bring that up. My mother actually went to high school with Tim Reed. And the crazy thing was, she was like, he was so shy in high school. Just one of those guys, no matter who talked to him, you know, he's real demure. And she's like, the next time I see him, he's a TV star.
By the way, the legend of the gecko has made it to the East Coast.
Oh, no. She's going to thank me for this.
Yeah.
She's already mad at me because I told everyone my mom has a crush on the Geico gecko. And I'm like, look, I got to share because you told me, and I'm not handling this alone.
He's suave.
She's like, he's just so cute. I'm like, geez, okay.
All right. Well, sad news. Frank Bonner, who famously played Herb Tarlick?
Tarlick.
Oh, right. You guys heard it. Well, he passed away. He was an actor, director, but he was best known for his work on WKRP in Cincinnati, playing Herb. Is it Herb or Herb?
Herb. He was Herb Tarlick. Yeah.
Yeah. He was the radio station sales manager who could never live or land the big account.
Never.
So, like, that show, right, because I remember Lonnie Anderson, which is odd. Like, I, apparently,
no, it's not.
Toddler me decided he liked blondes.
Right.
Like, I kind of remember the show, but, I mean, that was definitely...
It was definitely our age group, right? But, yeah, I mean, it was a small radio station in Cincinnati, as the name says, right? And there was a sales guy, which was Herb Tarlick. There was a news guy, two DJs, station manager, station owner, and, like, a secretary. That was basically it on the show. But Herb Tarlick, one of the most famous scenes they had, this was the big Thanksgiving turkey drop, where the idea was Herb Tarlick, as the sales guy, had arranged that they're going to give away turkeys, but they're going to give away live turkeys at a local mall. Les Nessman, who is the news guy, would then cover it on WKRP, and this would be their big thing, right? Because we're giving away all these turkeys, and station manager signed off on it. And so you hear Les Nessman as he goes through this whole thing. He is describing the scene. He's like, "Welcome to the Cincinnati Mall. A lot of people have gathered here today. It's, you know, our station WKRP, which plays into this. You know, they're promoting their station. We're giving away turkeys for Thanksgiving or Christmas, whichever one it was." And he says, "Oh, this is odd. And a helicopter is hovering overhead of the mall here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's a turkey being thrown out of the helicopter." So the idea, obviously, you can figure out all the turkeys crash to the ground. They die. They cut to the very next scene. And it's just Herb Tarlick and the station manager. And first, where Herb Tarlick just looks at the station manager and goes, "My hand to God, I thought turkeys could fly." And so that... It's a great scene. Like, if you YouTube it, you will laugh. It is actually a very, very funny scene.
He also directed and acted in Saved by the Bell, The New Class. Which it's funny, because I love Saved by the Bell. Right. I watched him, like, the college years and the Hawaii trip. But I'm not sure I ever watched The New Class.
I don't think a lot of people did.
Yeah, that's what
he kind of just went away, as far as I knew.
Yeah, and that's one of those things, too, right? Like... Especially
all of
those,
them did.
Those Saturday morning shows. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, people kind of latch on to one.
Then they go away, and that's it.
Right. You got to start something new.
Great childhood memory.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, like, because, like, we loved 90210, too. That was a big show when I was, like, an eighth grade. Yeah. And you had, like, I want to say that was Thursday nights or something. And then they had Melrose Place. But, like, if you tried to do 90210, like, now they get their first job.
Right.
Well, you know,
it just doesn't work.
It's kind of a high school drama. Mm-hmm. It's like my show All American. Like, I'm not going to care what happens to that dude once he gets to, like, college and
that's
the pros.
Yeah. It's a terrible thing to say.
I'm watching it for the high school drama. That's why I'm here. Interesting idea here. Is streaming movies making the movies worse?
I read the argument. Where the idea simply being this. Do you get people to leave their home and physically go to a movie theater? You have to promise this great experience. Well, now that we stream, I mean, you can just sit in the comfort of your own home. You can pause it when you go to the bathroom. Like, we don't have to put all the extra effort in to do anything grandiose.
They're also saying that, like, with the streaming services, they're just pumping out movies quicker.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, with Netflix, they're like, man, I mean, they pump out a bunch of them. But Netflix movies have the worst scores among critics and viewers on websites like Rotten Tomatoes. Disney, on the other hand, produces the fewest movies of any studio and has the best rating by far.
I think it works out like this. Hallmark Channel or whatever the hell it is every Christmas, right? They put out a billion different Christmas movies. Some of them are original, some are replays. We know this. You're aware of it. And the movies are crap, which doesn't mean you like them or not like them, but they are crap and you recognize it as crap. But they still put out Christmas movies that go to the cinema.
Yeah,
and
they can run 3 days of Christmas movies and never repeat a movie.
Yeah, I don't think that it'll make movies worse. I just think you have a lot more people getting their hand in the pie. Some people would be better than others. But again, you know, if Marvel's going to put out another Avengers, what, Black Widow's the one coming out. People are going to go to the theater.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think also with Netflix, too, like, they're not acting like they're putting out cinematic masterpieces.
They got their
Sandler movies, you know, I'm watching David Spade movies, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're just like, hey, you're already watching TV. You want to watch something, you know.
It depends on that. And they divide the pie differently. Like with The Mandalorian. I mean, that could have been a movie.
Right, could have been.
It could have been a movie. You know what I mean? And then the next movie would come out, but instead they just put it in installments of shows.
But again, that's Disney.
But that's Disney.
Yeah, it's doing it right.
But also,
Stranger Things, you know what I mean? There's a lot of different things that probably could.
To me, though, when you think a cult classic movie, and most people didn't go see it in a theater.
Right, that means it probably flopped at the theater.
Oh, it did.
Rocky Horror Picture Show, right? And then all these people.
Like Super Troopers?
Flopped in the theater.
Right, like I don't know anybody that actually saw Super Troopers in the theater.
Right.
I mean, the Academy doesn't even recognize them as movies. They don't even recognize comedy as movies.
Right, I mean, right. The Rock makes the most money for any movie that he's in.
Been nominated for an Oscar?
Right, he's not going to get an Oscar. I mean, he'll have to do something. I shouldn't say that. Sorry, Rock. He might have a chance to get one, but he's making movies that people go see.
So what are your biggest movies every year, right? Yeah, King Kong versus Godzilla. I watch it. It's not, maybe get special effects, but I mean, it's not going to get a dramatic award, but a lot of people watch Fast and Furious. That thing's going to make a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he ain't going to win any awards.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. If you're going to watch something tonight, watch Jimmy Fallon. He's got on the little bit older, but still very attractive, Helen Mirren.
Oh, very good. Very nice. Tim, thank you. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man tries to sell his girlfriend's car, and bonus, she's deceased in the back seat. We go to New York, where residents think pot falling from the sky. Yeah, that's pretty neat. Two women find out they have the same boyfriend and go on vacation with each other. A man whose license was suspended 99 times will need to hitch a ride from his brother. And a man parks in front of an entrance to a man's farm, finds his van covered in manure when he gets back. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cop.
All right, top driver, go to Long Island, where a man was arrested following a minor traffic infraction. Officers stopped the man and took his information, where they learned that he was driving with not one, not two, but 99 license suspensions.
Jesus, man.
He was quickly taken into custody.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a handful. I'm surprised he made it to 99.
He's just trying to get to 100 before he dies.
Right?
Yo, how do you do that 99 times? I think maybe the second time. We're done.
You're driving on a suspended license, driving on a suspended license. I mean, does that just keep rolling over?
Right?
Before they just put your ass in jail? Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, if I can get away with that 99 times, I would.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, yeah, I know my license is suspended. I'll pay a fine. I'm going to drive again.
Whose car are you driving? They pulled him over for failure to use a blinker. That means his license was up to date.
Right.
You know, like they didn't pull him over for, hey, man, your registration's overdue or anything like that.
Yeah, to be someone else's car.
His car was still legal.
Exactly. Wait a minute. You're going to punish me with the same thing? Isn't that like killing a man twice?
Yeah, basically. We resuscitated you so I can shoot you again.
Exactly. In other news, meanwhile, in another part of New York, a 29-year-old man ascended to the roof of a Brooklyn building to deliver a garbage bag filled with marijuana.
I like it.
He got up there to find that the group he was delivering to was armed with a gun. What do you know? They assaulted the man and attempted to steal the bag, which he responded by tossing it off the building. Surveillance footage shows the scene from below where the bag lands on the sidewalk, scattering its contents all over the ground.
where the people below spend no waste of time in grabbing as much as they can before fleeing.
Of course,
it's free weed.
That's right.
You gotta get that.
Well, what shocked me is that it was almost business as usual. It was almost as if, you know, a cash machine had just started spewing money inside of a casino. They didn't look up to see where the bag came from.
Nope.
They didn't kind of poke around the bag.
It's weed.
They swarmed it like ants on a log, man.
I'm right there with them. I'm like, buddy, we're divvying this up.
Let's grab this stuff.
We both found it at the same time, right? Okay, let's break it.
The only smart one grabbed the entire bag and then just took off.
You indica sativa guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's weed from heaven, man.
Right.
It's free, man. I'll take whatever.
Oh, yeah, man. A brutal story out of Tennessee. A man was arrested after being caught trying to steal his ex's car. This one's kind of weird because she was in the back of it. The man is accused of murdering his girlfriend and then attempting to dispose of the evidence by hiding her in the trunk of her own car and peddling it off. Unfortunately for him, the sale didn't go through and her body was found under a nearby overpass the next day, and he was taken into custody and a case is being put together.
So again, you tried to sell the car with a dead body in it.
Correct.
You got to rethink your business plan, brother. Tennessee's getting some weird crime lately, too.
Hey, yeah.
They're stepping up.
There's a bubble coming in,
They're stepping up.
Good job, Tennessee.
Way to go, Tennessee.
You're going
to
make it.
Way to hit the radar. We go to the internet with a story of revenge. A woman was heartbroken to learn that her boyfriend was living a double life, having a relationship with another woman. Not wanting to take it the traditional route, the woman made contact with the other girlfriend, and after some convincing, the two started working out a revenge plot. All this revelation came 4 days before the second woman was supposed to go on a long vacation with the man to Istanbul.
Hmm.
So they decided that all three of them would go. They confronted him there, dumped him, and explored the city, just the two of them. They said they became good friends during the event, and they had a great time.
Nice.
Met him right there at the airport, at arrivals.
Oh, wow.
Hey, yeah, remember me? Yeah, you didn't think we knew about each other, did you? Later.
Something tells me this guy still had a good time there.
I get the feeling.
You know, I'm in Turkey. Now I'm single.
If he's running to you, bad.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah,
but
okay.
I think you'd be pretty pissed. You didn't know you were going. You thought you were going with a girl.
Sure,
and then
sure.
You get there and you're out all that money.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
Make up for it with
hookers. I think Miles has a point, though. I feel like this guy's one that can just roll with the punches and just go.
Yeah, I get the feeling he is okay. Yeah.
I understood. What could possibly happen?
Good news for the people of Ottawa. They finally found that bobcat that had been running loose for 2 weeks.
Nice.
They determined that a vandal had intentionally loosed the animal to run wild throughout the area, but they were relieved to have found him safe.
Oh, cool.
Well, we knew the bobcat would be fine.
Yeah, they're living in the wild.
How about the pets in the neighborhood?
Right. Guess what? The bobcat has some natural instincts to be able to live out there. Yes. And probably still pretty sharp, too.
Meanwhile, Chico the dog there, like, I haven't seen him in a month.
Yeah. Chihuahua rates are down.
We go to the UK where a 20-ton tanker had to get creative. The tanker was carrying farm slurry that it was intending to drop off at a local pasture, but they were thwarted when the driver of a van left his vehicle in a position that blocked off the entrance. Turns out he had parked the van to go to the local pub and have a few drinks and denied having parked in the way when the tanker called the pub. So they improvised by dumping their slurry all over the van that was in their way. The driver laughed off the incident and left money at the pub to buy the workers drinks.
Okay. Oh. Good times.
Just move the truck, dude.
And that's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. You're ready for the weekend with a Father's Day inspired Bad Choice Friday, the return of Ted versus the FCC.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we'll be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.